Okay. Tell away.
I remember you took me to a party, or I took you to, it was a UN party. I think the UN had just opened up a college in Japan. And so they were giving a reception to which I was invited. I was in Japan for some reason, I don't remember why. But, so I took you with it, took you to the party, and you were giggling all the time. And finally I said, why are you giggling? Because it's very, very funny here. Nobody's talking to anybody. And I said, why aren't they? Because they don't know the status of the other guy. Mm-hmm. So why is that important? Well, they don't know how to address each other, the special language when you talk to an inferior or a superior. Mm-hmm. And they don't recognize each other in terms of their status. And that reminded me of a story when our friend Teddy Cohen was alive. We went out to dinner, Teddy and I, somewhere in Tokyo, late, and we decided to take a walk before we went to our respective homes. And it was getting near 11 o'clock, and we came to a subway station, and there were two couples talking to each other at the entrance. And Teddy said, let's stop here a minute, I want to watch. You're going to see something amazing. So we watched, and now I discovered the reason for all this excitement is the subway stopped running in Japan and Tokyo at 11 o'clock. So here are the two couples at the subway entrance. It's obvious one of the couples has to get the subway and the other is not going to live in a neighborhood or someplace. And they were chatting, seemingly unconcerned, and you suddenly could hear the roar of the subway getting nearer and nearer. And the problem was, as Teddy Cohen pointed out, that you couldn't just walk away because you might hurt the couple left behind, hurt their feelings that you didn't like them or something, that you were leaving them. Mm-hmm. You couldn't say that. That would be a normal project. I got to get a subway. And they were chatting unconcernedly. And the roar of the subway came alarm and says, now watch. And suddenly, the couple that wanted to go and said, just broke away without a goodbye, just ran away. Because they didn't want the other person to lose face, so they waited to the last minute. Does that sound Japanese?
Yeah.
I remember one time, Carol and I were taken out to dinner by some foreign office people, very nice couple. They took us to this district in Tokyo, Akasaka, something. There's a very famous district. Took us there for dinner. And then when we went out, when we left, we started to walk across a very wide boulevard to get from one sidewalk to the other. And Carol and the foreign office guy were ahead of us, and we were behind his wife and me. They all spoke English, of course. And we went along, and Carol and the foreign office guy crossed successfully, but as we were crossing, a truck came roaring up and put on its brakes. It was very ostentatious,
I remember this.
And the driver stopped. There was no danger, but it was, and the truck driver stopped and leaned out and said something. And this Japanese woman started laughing, almost hysterically. So I said, what did he say that was so funny? And she said, it's not what he said that was so funny. It's that he was saying it in women's talk. And that was when I first discovered. But you have women's talk, different sex language, in Hebrew also.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Very, very. I mean, it's you would recognize it. When I talk to you in Hebrew, I would use different endings.
Hebrew or Yiddish?
Hebrew.
Uh-huh.
Different endings on each, on different verbs,
mm-hmm.
and on nouns.
Mm-hmm.
Different endings if I addressed you as, say, addressing Chaz.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You can see it even in the Bible.
Can you give an example? I mean,
no, I can't.
Uh-huh.
But in the Bible, you see that when a woman is addressed, she has, there's different endings.
So, but that's when the addressee is a woman. But women's language in Japanese...
Men and women have different endings.
Yeah, but what in women's language in Japanese is the language that a woman speaks to anybody. So it's slightly different. You're talking about something.
If I address you,
yeah.
in Japanese, would I have different verb endings
no.
or noun endings?
No.
From Chaz?
No. No. They're exactly
then
the
what,
same.
Then why did she laugh hysterically? She said it
because,
in woman's talk.
Because he was pretending to be a woman. It's like.
So there's a different kind of endings.
Yes, but not because he was speaking to a woman. It's because he was impersonating a woman.
Yeah.
And that's why it was so funny. Because it's like singing falsetto.
Yeah.
You know, oh, you should be careful. You know, that kind of thing. But that's very different from saying, oh, you should be careful or feminine. You know what I mean? That's the ending. It's different. So it's true that both of them have gender. They're inflected in terms of gender, but it's a different, you know, quality.
But we don't have that in English.
Not really, no. But there are certain things, if you go into it really deeply, if you really look at it, there are certain things a woman will say that a man wouldn't say usually. And if a woman says them, people raise their eyebrows, you know.
If a woman says them.
Says the things that usually only men say. There are things like that, you know, like the kind of language you used to use among men growing up. Now is used to some extent by women also, but it's still kind of shocking, right? That kind of thing, yeah. So you do have it to some extent, but it's not as coded.
I need a glass of milk.
Yeah, okay. Cold?
And, yeah, and let's bring in some jam for that.
Oh, okay. You done with this?
Yeah. When are you going to USC?
23rd. It's, first of all, it's not USC, it's UCLA. Is this okay?
Of course.
I'm not sure what it is.
Applesauce.
Is that okay for Jan?
Give me a spoon. Give me a fork.
I can't find anything else. Oh, wait. No. This is better. I think this is what you want.
This is better.
Really? You want that?
Mm. Yeah, cold. Small.
Small. Okay. Okay.
Beautiful.
You want me to take that back? So I'm going to UCLA on February 23rd, Friday. You want one?
What? Yeah. Thank you.
What do I...
Huh? Thank you.